Have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. I want to talk to you, I guess we'd title this Remember Me. You know, the thief on the cross told Jesus to remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jeremiah is saying to the Lord, remember me. The psalmist, at different occasions, is telling the Lord, remember me. And so often we have that mindset, we want the Lord to remember me, and the Lord's wanting us to remember Him. And let me just read, beginning with verse 32 in Hebrews chapter 10. Remember the earlier days, and I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Remember the earlier days when, after you had been enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to taunts and afflictions, and at other times you were companions of those who were treated that way. For you sympathized with the prisoners and accepted with joy the confiscation of your possessions, knowing that you yourselves had a better and enduring possession. So don't throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you need, this one says endurance, but actually the Greek says cheerful endurance. You need cheerful endurance so that after you've done God's will, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, the coming one will come and not delay. This says my righteous. Actually, the Greek says just. But the just will live by faith. And if he draws back, I have no pleasure in him. But we are not those who draw back and are destroyed, of those who have faith and obtain. Now, with that being said, I want to just draw your attention really to the first portion here. Remember the former days. Remember the early days after you were enlightened. What were the days before you were enlightened? You know, I think about, and I was thinking about this afternoon, you know, we were all heathen, needing the Savior. And then religion would tell us we needed the Savior. And for most of us, I guess, they finally talked us into coming out of the world into the religious arena. And then once we got in the religious arena, they wanted us to follow a system, and we'll tell you what to do. We'll tell you what you need to know. We'll tell you what the Bible's honor with God. And the Spirit of God brings the Word alive, and you're enlightened. The eyes of your understanding are open to where you see things that religion hasn't been teaching you. And you get turned on to the Lord. You become passionate for the Lord. And then trouble starts. You understand? Then trouble starts. Because what did he say happened? After you were enlightened, you had a hard struggle. You had persecution, insults. In other words, you had adversities coming at you. And in Mark, the fourth chapter, Jesus tells us that persecution comes for the word's sake. And it's so interesting that much of that persecution will come out of a... You'll know it. And I was thinking about, you know, my own personal life, personal experience of, you know, getting back into church and just, you know, dancing to the music they were playing, so to speak. You're doing what religion's expecting of you. You're just a good little boy, and then you may be put on the board, and then you may be asked to teach a Sunday school class, and we don't want you to think for yourself, so we'll give you the material we want you to teach, called quarterlies and commentaries. Okay? Any of you relate to any of that? And as long as you're doing it our way, everything's lovely. But if you step out of the boat, then we're going to let you know it, and we'll put the pressure on you. I've been accused of heresy. Any of you? It's pretty amazing that people call the Scriptures heresy because they're ignorant of the Word of God. And these are the people that are leading the religion that are ignorant of the Word of God. Yet they're saying, we'll tell you how to live. And so this writer saying, remember the former days? But after you were enlightened, got tough. The pressure came on. And some of you even had some of your goods confiscated. But instead of getting upset, you had such a relationship with the Lord that you took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, because you knew that this life's temporary, that these things are temporary, that the true treasure is in heaven. The true treasure is where God is, and you kept your focus. But now he's telling these, don't cast away that confidence. Don't throw it away. Just because the heat's on and things are happening, don't turn away. Stay true to the court. The just live by faith, not by good circumstances. You follow me? And I look at what's going on in the world today, and the agenda is to take you away from remembering the Lord. Don't think about Him. See, remembers recollecting, recalling, right? We're to think about the Lord. We want the Lord to think about us, but in order for that to occur, we need to be thinking about Him. Instead of always looking at Him to take care of us, we need to aid and assist Him in establishing His kingdom here in the world. And to do that, we're going to have to remember Him. And do you know this is a daily thing that you have to do? You have to make yourself remember the Lord. Because there's all types of things that will pull you away from that. I'll assure you, you can have an agenda full and it not take long to get it, that will try to lead you away from the Lord. You have to deliberately set aside time for the Lord. Now, in that time, you know what you're doing? You're remembering Him. And He's remembering you. Because He knows when we are diligent. He knows when we are sincere in reaching out to Him, not just in gimme, gimme, gimme mentality, but we're reaching out to Him because we love Him. We want to know Him in a more intimate way so we can be more like Him in character, more like Him in demonstration. You understand? But these things are not possible if we don't remember, if we don't recollect. And so as I read this, I was remembering some things of the past. How that when I first went into the ministry, It was pretty good. People liked you. But then as Revelation comes, God starts showing you things that will help them. Religion doesn't want to change. And so then the insults come. Then the false accusations come. And ultimately you get the left foot of fellowship. We don't need you anymore. You're not doing it the way we want it done. Isn't it interesting? They want to woo you in, but they don't want to turn you loose to get close to the Lord. They don't want you walking in the light of the Lord. And I'm telling you, the enlightenment he's talking about is revelation knowledge, to where the Scriptures come alive to you. And here's what I found. When the Lord started opening things to me, I found that the church had so distorted the Scriptures. I'm talking about the from the hierarchy all the way down, had so distorted the Scriptures. And yet they act so pious, you understand? So super spiritual. And we have so much wisdom. And I'm going to tell you where wisdom begins is fear of the Lord. And when you start putting yourself in the position of the Lord and you put your religion above the Word of God, you've lost your fear of the Lord at that particular time, you understand? And that's always to your demise. The Lord says, remember me. Remember me. Don't remember religion. Remember me. And when you remember me, you'll understand that everybody doesn't embrace me. You do understand everyone didn't embrace Jesus, didn't you? As a matter of fact, it was a minority that did. The majority was against him. Why? Because he's not saying it the way they want it said. He's not acting it out the way they want it demonstrated. You understand? He's just simply doing it God's way. And that's why God reveals to us. That's why he gives revelation to us. He's showing us his will. He's showing us his way, not just for the sake of information, but for the sake of implementation, to where we take what he reveals to us and put it into practice in our personal lives, and then we teach others the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord has shown us, how he's revealed the Scriptures to us, and we teach the revelation that he's given us. And you know, when the Lord was opening these things up to me, I just thought everybody would be as excited about learning this as I was, and to realize the deception that they'd been in, so they could come out of the deception and really start walking with the Lord and cross that Jordan and go into the promised land. But they saw giants, they saw walls, and they said, we will not go. We'd rather die in the religion than to go where God wants to take us. You better remember him. Religion talks about him, they don't remember him. They give you historical account, but they don't even know him personally, intimately. You understand? To know him is to love him. How can I love God and not love his word? How can I love God and not listen to the word? How can I not want the word to talk to me? Because when it does, I remember him. You understand? I remember him through the Scriptures. And so I just make it a practice of deliberately remembering the Lord. I like to start it in the morning. A lot of times, by the time my feet hit the floor, I'm praying in the Spirit. And if I don't do it before I'm in the shower, it'll be in the shower. but I want to get my day started right. I want him to remember me. So why don't I sow it and remember him? You with me? And not complain that when I take my stand for the Lord, that people don't agree with me. I'm going to stand with the Lord. I'm going to remember him, and they'll wish they had. And I don't mean that as some derogatory statement. I mean that literally. They will wish they spent more time thinking about the Lord instead of about themselves, instead of about the positions and all these type things. God's wanting us to remember him. Remember the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what Jesus did for you. I remember him changing my life, and it's progressive. It came in stages. And some of them were dramatic stages. I know when I was just filled with the Spirit of God, it was very dramatic change in my life. And then in 1980, when the Lord just opened some things up to me right there in my office at work, just all of a sudden, revelation came. And I knew that there was absolutely no way that I could know what I knew. Never heard it before. Religion didn't teach me that. Started writing all these things out, but nobody agreed with it. And then you get accused of heresy or false doctrine and these type things, and even to where you're operating with the influence of the devil instead of the influence of God. But didn't know what they did to Jesus? Didn't they accuse him of casting out devils or the prince of devils? Beelzebub? Yeah. So they haven't done anything to me. They didn't do to Jesus. As a matter of fact, they did a whole lot more to him, if you think about it. But he never forgot his Father. He never forgot his Father. He never cast away his confidence in what was taking place. Now, he had a plan. And he was confident that that plan was going to accomplish his purpose. And God's wanting to get us to that place, to where we're confident in what God's called us to do, and we don't let anything take us to the left or to the right. We stay on course. And if your mother and your father forsake you, he won't. You understand? Stay true to him. Remember him. You understand? You want him to remember you, remember him. And I can tell you this, as you start thinking about him, and you start remembering him, it will energize you to be more like him. I want to be more like him. He gave his life to help people. Who went about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. And so there's something on the inside of you. I believe the more you, the more revelation you have of Jesus, more enlightenment that comes to you, the more you want to be like him, the more you want to do things. And so you start listening to the Spirit. And when the Spirit prompts you, don't wait for thunder and lightning. When the still small voice just impresses you with something, move with it. Move with it. And you'll probably be misunderstood. But that's all right. Stay with the Lord. Remember Him. Not them. Remember Him. You know, I can choose to remember the bad things that happened, or I can choose to remember the goodness of God through the bad things that happened. And I look back and I see the faithfulness of God to me in all this time. I was so ignorant. Not that I know a lot now, but so ignorant of everything, so naive. Just simple. You understand? Just simple. You hear God and you just say what God says. It's such simplicity. You're not coming up with this stuff. God is revealing Himself to you. And as He does that, and the enlightenment comes, so does other stuff. Unpleasant stuff. But He said, don't cast away your confidence. You cheerfully endure through all these circumstances and hardships. You know, back many years ago, I had a guy to prophesy over me. He was a very unique fella. I don't even know him. Didn't even know his name. Don't even know where he lives. But as he said some things to me, one of the things, he laid his hands on me and he prayed. He said, Lord, make him fat and keep him lean at the same time. And he laughed. He said, I don't even know how you're going to do that. So I've seen that in those fat times of revelation when God's just pouring into you, that within moments your balloon can be bursted by the attacks and the accusations and the remarks and all this type of derogatory stuff in my life. You preach what God gives you and you step out of that pulpit and you think, boy, that was great. You know, I obeyed God, and you get immediately attacked. Keeps you from getting lifted up in pride, you understand? Don't get the big head that way. Isn't it interesting how the enlightenment, the revelation knowledge of God brings persecution to the body of Christ? Isn't that amazing? For God says, remember me. I gave you the revelation. Remember where it came from. Don't walk away from it. Don't move and don't back down. Remember me. Amen. Remember me. And that's the message. And I think most of you understand the process. How religion embraces you as long as you're social. But when you get serious about God, now you're fanatical. Now they start holding you at arm's length. You know, you better watch that boy. You know, he's gone off of the deep end. Well, that's a good place to go with the Lord, as deep as you can get. So just run and dive and go deep in the Word of God. Amen. Remember Him. That's